With spring here, and as temperatures rise from the winter cold to the spring and summer highs, the conditions are usually just perfect enough for some of the most severe weather of the year. Dangerous storm cells, including tornadoes, can come from nowhere, threatening Missourians and the flood-prone Missouri River. Missourians witnessed Mother Nature's wrath in the spring of 2019 with a record-level flooding across the state and even 26 tornadoes in one day in southeastern Kansas and across Missouri. Wellington Napoleon's Fire District knows the impact weather can have on the community, especially with those towns sitting right off the Missouri River. Public Information Officer Joe Thornburg spoke with KMZU on a special severe weather exercise they put together by the district and the town for next Wednesday. Thornburg explains how they will be masterminding that event.
It will start out the day before with the National Weather Service will provide us with some simulated screens that will say that we have a possibility of some severe weather coming in on Wednesday. Throughout the day, these various screens will be added and will show the storm increasing and the probability of severe thunderstorms hitting our area later that evening. To the point where we just will go through our normal routine. If there is bad weather, we'll dispatch our tones for a storm spotter, and they will watch, and as the simulated storm will increase and become a dangerous situation.
So it says in here that there will be a part of a neighborhood that will be part of the exercise, or there will be homes part of the exercise as well?
Yes, we are taking over the city of Napoleon for that purpose. Many of the homeowners have agreed to help us train for this procedure or process. And if the ones that do not, that's fine. Their homes will be marked if they're helping and not if they're not.
So to your knowledge, has Napoleon or the Wellington areas ever kind of been hit by a pretty bad storm cell tornado that much?
To my knowledge, no. We had a close call. We've had several close calls. When Oreck had their tornado, and Odessa's had a couple, and Sni Valley or Oak Grove, they had their tornado 3 years ago or so. So that's what's generating the interest and the thoughts behind this one.
So obviously we're in the middle of tornado season, but from what I've seen, things are pretty dry so far, and they're expecting a drought later this spring and summer. But in your words, why is it important for the public to kind of take this seriously rather than just go with the attitude, oh, it might not never happen to us, or we will worry about it when it happens?
Well, it might not ever happen, but then again, it could happen tomorrow. You got a plan. You've got to have contingency plans in place with the number of new people that we do have on our department. We have to train for it. We have to be prepared. If we just go into this willy-nilly and not know anything or have any plan, man, the community would think we're not on top of it. We wouldn't know what we're doing.
So the homes that will be part of the exercise, what specifically will be their duties?
All that we are kind of looking for is trying to figure out how to do a search, a citywide search, and account for the people on this exercise. We want to know the right questions to ask, since we do not have a said list of who lives in this house at this particular time. And even if we did, we wouldn't be able to, you know, who would say who's home at that time? They could be out of town, they could have extra guests or whatever. So the list is a living document. We just have to learn how to deal with it.
Thornburg is reminding everyone, no matter where they live, to always be prepared and safe rather than sorry. For KMZU News, I'm Nick Sadowski.